Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Whenever you want me, I'll be there.
Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll Driver be Joe, around. Showing his age, but very witty. Coach Ivy will have to know not to let Rob Fisher in on play calls in Memphis. He will give away game plans.
Oh,
do you get that one?
Yeah, I do. That's an old-school callback. Poor Rob.
Yeah.
That's years in the past.
Marshall Faulk and Trung Candidate in the same backfield. What are you thinking there, Coach? And then
you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And it could have been handled better. It was an awkward moment. But, yes, Driver Joe, that is an old-school callback. Rob Fisher, St. Louis' own. He's a Memphis Grizzlies sideline reporter.
Yeah, and had a magnificent career in Memphis. Talk show host, too, was in town for the PGA Championship. It was great seeing Rob.
By the way, Charlie Tunis says Crown Candy will be here.
He did. He texted me as well.
He didn't appreciate me saying that I was betting. Does that mean I'm not allowed to have the
food?
Well,
to be fair, there was one time, and I guess now that Andy, the owner, is actually delivering it, that is much more of a guarantee because it was a few months ago.
What was one
Tuna
of
claimed he was going to bring it, but then he said he didn't want his car to smell
like bacon.
Of bacon following that. So that's where we kind of...
If your car's going to smell, bacon would be a nice
smell.
Scent. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
There's a lot worse out there.
I remember once I drove White Castle to a friend's house. It was 20 minutes away, and my car smelled like Whitey's for 2 days after.
That smell doesn't leave.
That was not good.
Chuck Toon also said that Andy, yes, is planning on it. He also would like to make some comments.
That's fine.
He's very outspoken. He ran for mayor, City of St. Louis. So Andy Candy, do we bounce the other Andy to open up a mic?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be good. Kill two birds.
Strick, we've got Andy.
How about this?
Not you.
With Chuck and Andy, that Chuck is actually the more popular one now. And that's
saying something.
Yeah.
You had to do some serious work.
You have Strick flying around in private jets, eating like kale wrapped, you know,
to be fair,
goat cheese salad sandwiches, you know, not... I think Charlie is more of a you could get down with Charlie after.
Strick
like.
Has changed since the Blues won the Cup. He's become a little high and mighty since then.
He won the Cup.
Yeah, that's true. He has become he's a different Strick now.
Right when he said they will win it in 8 years, that's when he was too good for us.
All right, I need to ask Brian a question, and it sounds offensive, but it's not.
Oh no.
There was a band called the Silver Jews.
Yes.
And we were playing their music.
Dallas.
Was that what it was? Because
yes.
The lead singer died yesterday, and I'm staring at the news and said, why is that name familiar? And I said, Brian picked a song for the Coveted Hour, Midday Grind, which is now the 11 o'clock hour's Coveted, clearly.
590 Baseball's the Coveted
590
Hour.
590 Baseball on Fridays at 1 is
fair.
Coveted Hour. Sometimes 10 o'clock's Coveted Hour. But you played a song, and I said, what was it from? And the band's name was called the Silver Jews.
Silver Jews. Let me try to pull up the song real
And what
quick,
was it
actually.
About? It was Dallas?
It was about Dallas and kind of... If you want to read between the lines and the lyrics, it's kind of mocking its development of two big cities.
Overgrown.
Commercialized. Yes.
Okay.
But that was one of the series songs, along with the Winnipeg song, I Hate Winnipeg.
Correct.
Benny and the Jets, and then Dirty Water.
We helped win the Cup.
I feel like we did. 3, 2, and 1. Plaza, if you could pull me up, here is the song Dallas by the Silver Jews.
Clancy whipped her with his belt buckle. Cuts and then we prayed. Oh, Dallas, shine with an evil light. Don't you know that God stays up all night? How'd you turn a billion spears into buildings?
That's
a little
the line.
Depressing.
How'd you turn a billion steers into buildings made of mirrors? This is making fun
Feels
of
like
Dallas.
Feels like it could be a Netflix
gross.
Song as the credits play and some weird
That's
show.
That's a good point, yeah.
Like a serial killer.
He brought up the word belt in that song.
Yeah.
Belt story, hilarious, Frank. These are called holeless belts. I just started wearing them and have had the same problem. Can't get it off.
Now,
but love them nonetheless.
I noticed Frank mentioned that the belt felt tighter because he was trying to get it off. But that was shortly after he mentioned a midnight meatball meal with Dom. So I'm trying, maybe that's why.
No, we get it. It's the belt's fault you had 1,200 calories at midnight.
For those who missed it, Frank's wearing a belt that he cannot remove. Last night, Monique had to perform surgery.
She's got Frank
and he's wearing it today.
Just get some scissors. I go, be careful with those scissors, Denner. Okay.
Do I need to apologize to Ames, Iowa? Because somebody said it's actually a great town. I've never been there. We were talking about college places you wouldn't want to visit or take a recruit to.
Yeah, I think your Manhattan one was right on, though. That
Instead of going to Manhattan, Kansas, you sign all the kids while in Manhattan, New York.
Oh. Or even Kansas City. Lawrence. You know, it's only an hour away. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. Tell them I sent you. 855-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. Hallie, the intern from Ole Miss, has a list of the 25 best party schools. Let's listen to some of these. What do you got there?
Okay, so before I start, what do y'all think? Do you think Mizzou or Illinois made this list?
No.
Top 25 party schools.
I don't
schools.
Believe so. I mean, Mizzou Illinois definitely did
Mizzou
not.
Mizzou could have been on there years ago, but maybe not since the protest. And
no.
I say no.
No.
Okay, you guys are all right.
Arizona
Neither
State, Wisconsin, these are maybe a UCLA.
And then this is just the preseason list, they said, and it's pre-season. Subject to change. Okay, so 25, we have UT Austin, and yep. then 24, Binghamton?
Binghamton.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, New York. Yeah, Tony Kornheiser is alma mater I did with.
Okay.
I don't know how much I agree with this list.
How do you know where Tony Kornheiser
He brings up a lot of Binghamton. How do you
pronounce Binghamton.
Jordan Binghamton. Yes. He won the cup.
He brings up a lot of those references to how terrible they are at sports because he went there. I think he's an alum there, I do believe.
Okay, then 23, we have Coastal Carolina. 22, DePaul. 21, Ole Miss, which, again, I don't know how much I agree with this list.
What you're not your school shouldn't be on that list?
Oh no, I think we should be a little higher on the
oh,
list.
Oh yeah, I agree. Underrated.
Yeah, yeah. I mean don't get me wrong.
Oh, when you said DePaul, that's DePaul, DePaW, not DePaul
Indiana.
In Chicago.
With a W.
Yeah, I can see that. Not DePaul in Chicago.
And then Ole Miss was 21 because tailgating on the Grove is something every football fan should experience before they die. But Ole Miss should be higher, but the bars close at 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, that's wow. a knock against them.
Yep, it says kind of lame, but your night does start early and end late.
All right. What else?
Okay, and then 20, which is right above us, is Plymouth State.
Please.
Wow. I keep going.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I could be anywhere this weekend. It would be Plymouth State.
And then 19, Penn State. Then 18, Queens, Canada. Queens University.
All right.
17, University of Georgia. 16, Indiana. 15, Alabama. 14, Kentucky. 13, Ohio.
Just Ohio U?
Yeah, Oxford,
Ohio University.
Ohio.
I've heard that.
I think I've heard good things about it.
And I will have to stop. Looked up Plymouth State University, 58% graduation rate, so it's definitely a party school. Yeah. And pretty awesome.
Definitely
Where
up there.
Is it?
New
That's
Hampshire?
Okay.
4,200 people?
Let's get the graduation rate for the number one school, too. That'd be interesting.
Okay. Much like telling your parents that you're going to a college where you graduating is a coin flip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord.
I got a shot.
This is for the Cardinals. Hey, we're in it. We're in it. We're the Plymouth State of the division. We got a chance.
12, we have Florida State. 11, University of South Carolina. 10, mm-hmm. Tulane. 9, Miami, Ohio. 8, Wisconsin. 7, Iowa. So there's your Ames, Iowa. 6, Arizona. 5, UMass. 4, Dayton. 3, Arizona State. 2, East Carolina. And 1, West Virginia.
Wow. A wild campus, yeah.
I could see that. The Jerkos are running around everywhere. And
there are 5 SEC schools on this list.
A lot of St. Louis.
Yeah, we got a 57% for West Virginia. What was
good
number 2?
East Carolina. East Carolina.
Marquette graduation rate.
That's a good question. There's a lot of St. Louis kids that go to Dayton, and they all hang out. It's called the ghetto, right? Yeah. Isn't that where they all party?
And 59% for East Carolina. So you have that. That common denominator at that under 60% graduation rate, I think, is the
there's a theme.
Marquette's 79%.
Yes,
we're good.
To defend my school, we call ourselves the Harvard of the South. I'm just going to throw that out.
You guys,
nobody else does. You guys do.
We have the 7th best accounting program in the country.
61% graduation rate
for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Western. 100%.
Tulane made that list.
New Orleans, you're hanging. That's hard to beat.
Tulane is 10.
And you know, here's the thing about Tulane.
Ooh, man,
is I don't think of Tulane as like this great academic school. I don't think it's bad, but the cost to go to Tulane is $67,000.
It's because it's right on Bourbon Street.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
Western.
That's what they said on here.
Money.
Yeah.
Western Illinois is a 54%, but we only have 59% acceptance rate, so we are very picky. So.
Is Ohio U, so Miami of Ohio is Oxford, mm-hmm. I believe. And Ohio U, is that Athens, Ohio? There's some, it doesn't matter.
I think that's Tom Brenneman, too.
Ohio U. Yeah. Near Cincinnati, I believe. Hey, Offenburg Hyundai is near downtown St. Louis. It's now McKinnis Slapshot away for your next vehicle. Check them out online. OffenburgHyundai.com, 30th anniversary as the first offer Hyundai in this area. OffenburgHyundai.com. Greenmount Road is that exit off Highway 64. You can see them from the interstate. Brand new showroom and a great sales team. Ask for Matt Offenburg. Anybody there, they will help you out. Pre-owned vehicles, always a great selection. On the lot, award-winning service, OffenburgHyundai.com.
End of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
According to the OpenEducationDatabase.org, of the schools that have at least submitted numbers, the school with the lowest graduation rate stands at 35% is a school called Capital Technology University.
Lowest graduation rate?
35%. The school with the highest, or among the schools with the highest, include Maine College of Health Professionals, Luther Rice University, Harvard and Yale, 97 and 98%. Very studious people getting through.
I feel like if you make it in there, you got to power through and make it out.
It's probably true. We're the home
harder to get into Harvard.
Yeah. Parents pressure. I'm sure you can't go, Mom, I think I'm going to take a year off from Harvard.
Might have to write a check if Biff isn't doing too well.
We're the home of the Illini, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. They're 48th on the list, checking in at 85% graduation rate.
That's pretty strong.
That's a good number for them.
Good.
Mentioning free agents, the big ones who are guaranteed to be free agents include Anthony Rendon and Gerrit Cole. Dallas Keuchel, whom sources tell me was available as recently as June, is also going to be a free agent. Players with opt-out clauses include Steven Strasburg, Jake Arrieta, J.D. Martinez, and Yu Darvish. So there could be bigger names.
Make you better.
No.
But a guy like Darvish wouldn't opt out.
J.D. Martinez has seen his better years.
I'm kidding, though. None of them would help you.
No, you don't have room for him, Martin. Yeah. Where would you play him?
Yeah, they're not on the 40, man. You need Cingrani.
One reason why the Pirates have flatlined recently and the bottom has fallen out is Josh Bell in the second half of the season is slugging 230.
Wow.
The day I got him on a trade from Charlie Marlowe, he just hit like 176.
Chuck bullied you, didn't he?
Have you been paying attention to what the Yankees have done to the Baltimore Orioles? Specifically in Camden Yards. I saw a stat. They've hit more home runs in Baltimore, and they've played like 10 or 11 games this year than the Tigers and the Giants have hit in their home ballparks this entire season. They fit, I believe the number is 40. 40 home runs in 10 games at Camden Yards. I bring this up because it allows Yankees play-by-play broadcaster John Sterling to really, really flex on his home run calls. I'll have to turn down the music here for one sec while I play this. This is little-known Kyle Higashioka. Might remember him. Hitting his first home run of the season last night in Baltimore.
Changeup hit the deep center. Wilkerson back, away back. That ball is gone! It is a three-run home run for Higashioka. Higashioka, the home run stroker. And he's getting Higgy with it. He hits a three-run home run to dead.
That is John Sterling, the home run stroke up. Maybe a little dirty.
Hey, he's 80. He's 80. He can say anything.
Is he that old now?
I think he turned 80 this year.
John Sterling?
Yes.
He's 81. He turned 81 in July.
Take it back.
Besides Supreme Court justices, the oldest people still working today are baseball play-by-play broadcasters.
Yeah. His streak ended. To his credit, into his 80s, you'll see broadcasters maybe just stop going on the road. I think Vince Scully did that.
Yeah.
Mike Shannon does that here
Dick
locally.
Enberg did.
Yeah, they just get tired of all the road trips and health-wise may not be able to do it. Sterling just recently snapped a streak of 5,060 consecutive games called by the Yankees. Started at the beginning of 1989 and went until July. He took an 8-day, 4-game break in July of this year.
I think it was his birthday, and he took like his week off for his birthday.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
How many total years? Because if you're at like 30 years, you almost...
He started in 89. That was his first year broadcasting.
Started a little later.
With them. But, I mean, he'd been around for a while.
Yes. He has a very lengthy section on his Wikipedia page, by the way, for criticisms.
he sounds like he should be like the voice of a video game.
He was for a while.
He was.
I know, for back in the '90s, I used to play a game, a baseball game that he was the
of course
the broadcaster.
He's the perfect
voice.
Let's
list real quick. How many guys, 65 or older, that have been doing baseball? Scully, Enberg, John Miller, Shannon,
Bob Uecker's still going.
Five.
Charlie Steiner over 65. Steiner 70.
White Sox.
Hawk Nelson's retired. No, he's retired.
Marty
Brenneman.
Oh,
yeah,
but guys have done it.
Oh, just in general.
Okay. Tigers guy there, but he loved Ernie Harwell.
Nine.
If we're gonna go Harry Carey, who was the Phillies
10,
guy who passed away?
Jack Buck 11.
Harry Callis.
12.
Every city.
Every
city has.
I mean, Pat Hughes is probably 70 with the Cubs.
Bob Carpenter is 66.
Who looks 46?
I guess he belongs on this list.
Every town has got an older broadcaster.
Remember
Ray Fossey's still doing.
Harry Callis died in the booth, right?
Yeah, before a game.
Imagine,
he did.
And the starting lineup tonight. Pre-game.
Yeah.
We'll be back with your lineups and a hearse. too soon.
Too soon.
I will mention, I meant to mention this on Monday, but Players Weekend is coming up, so the jerseys look terrible. But
they're all white?
Players have released their nicknames. I'm just going to say I'm deeply, deeply disappointed that none of the Cardinals outfielders picked FAM as their Players Weekend nickname. I thought that would have been a great joke.
Fam. You don't want to take
from the
president.
Bad comedy.
I think that would have been
from
the bad fam trade. I think that would have been a fun little joke to play. That's the end of the day.
Where's Tommy? Would have been my choice.
Where's Tommy?
Where's Tommy?
How about 40 man?
40 man.
Did Tommy Fam? What was his? Do you remember?
That's a good
Pay
question.
Me?
Let me look
yeah.
up.
I think they're real picky because Dexter Fowler tweeted out that he wanted to be Sexy Dex,
or Big D.
Big D, but Sexy Dex got rejected. Isn't that weird? That big a deal?
Tommy Pham is going with Fantastic.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, speaking of fantastic, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals throughout the entire month of August during their end-of-the-season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August. Receive 2 to 10 grand off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the end of the summer with incredible savings on a new McBride home fit for every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. All right, so tomorrow, Andy Candy, some probably sources. BLTs. It's going to be exciting. Chuck and Andy will also be here tomorrow.
And Charlie Toon just sent me a text that was meant for Andy Candy from Crown Candy. And part of it says, make sure you bring some malt. He's like making the order. But then he says, let me know when you're there. I'll come out and help you carry it in. This is a guy who can't even walk in
Chuck
on his own.
Take too long.
I don't want him spilling my food.
Right.
So let's all be alert tomorrow to walk out and carry the food.
Because
in.
The way he tilts when he walks, because that shakes a lot.
I think we're talking about
over.
A three-quarter full shake by the time it gets in the door.
Yeah.
This is true.
The bacon might weigh
him It's
down.
Already melted gonna... because he's out in the sun trying to maneuver around
he's
the curb.
A real problem.
I've always walked that slow.
No, you have not.
All right, coming up next, the Cam Jansen Extravaganza. We'll be back in 22.